All right. Welcome to the first podcast ever of Change the Subjection. I'm William.
I'm Justin.
And basically, we just sit here and talk about whatever the hell comes to our mind or whatever I decide we should talk about for the day.
Like tigers.
Dude, we're not talking about tigers, okay?
Why not? I have this amazing tiger lamp sitting here.
I don't care what tiger lamp you have sitting here. We're talking about hermaphrodites, like you said we were going to talk about.
I don't want to talk about hermaphrodites.
Dude, you were talking about it yesterday on the Xbox.
Yeah, I felt like talking about it yesterday when we were playing Xbox.
But come on, we need to talk about it now. I mean, really, I know it probably seems like it's not that cool to be, you know, both a man and a woman, but, you know.
You know what? Fuck yourself.
I would if I was a hermaphrodite. Just reach my hand in my pants, flop it right on inside there, and start working. You know, that made people, you know, kind of be like, ew, what the hell? You know, I mean, it's one thing to do if you get bored.
Well, that is true. I mean, the only hard part would be, what if you come inside yourself? I mean, how are you supposed to get that out of there?
Well, see, here's the thing. I'm not entirely sure. I think it's one way where if you're a hermaphrodite, either you don't have testes and you have ovaries, or you have you don't have ovaries but you have testes. But you can't get yourself pregnant. I know that.
You know, the irony is that you're talking about testes and you have to take a test, and the test of testes is kind of fucking together.
God, you're such an idiot. I don't even know why the hell I am doing most of this.
Don't forget, you're the exact same way.
Yeah, true. But at least, you know, I'm a little bit better at video games than you are.
Whatever, at least I get to shock you with my shock paddles every time you run out in the middle of nowhere.
Only until you get to level 15, then you're kind of screwed.
No, that'll do it on purpose. We'll be running through a building, you'll be like, damn it, how'd I die?
Oh, dude, you really would not want me to be on your ass with my sniper rifle. Because I will put it round in your ass.
Hit your bum bum.
Why are you referencing Red vs. Blue right now, man? That's not till later.
Why are you not referencing Red vs. Blue yet?
I wonder if how many people actually know what Red vs. Blue is. Well, I mean, a lot of people on the internet know what it is, but...
Well, you know, Red vs. Blue is kind of what happens when you get purple.
I actually heard while one of the questions during PAX East to the panel of Red vs. Blue was, does Halo fit into the timeline, or does Red vs. Blue fit into the timeline of Halo at all? And Bernie actually said, well, here's really what a good question. Does Halo fit into the timeline of Red vs. Blue? Because really, the timeline of Red vs. Blue is, you know, when you're playing multiplayer, and the time when you throw your controller against the wall and smashes into a million pieces, the time between when the controller leaves your hand and smashes into the wall is the time that Red vs. Blue is set in. Which, personally, I found funny as hell, but...
I think that that's a pretty good reference. I mean, Halo kind of did piss me off to a point that I just stopped playing it after about the third one. I mean, Blood Gulch and Coagulation was where it was at.
Well, they're the same thing. Really, the only reason to play Halo anymore is to get Halo waypoints so you can get stuff from Red vs. Blue.
Well, wait, you can get Avatar Awards for Red vs. Blue?
No. But they do have t-shirts and stuff from the store for your... for your avatar?
Oh, well, we should call up Rooster Teeth and tell them that we are sponsoring them on our podcast.
I might actually end up doing that, depending on how many followers we get, or whatever, if this thing gets big.
Anyway, at least in Halo, you play it, and there's always, when you play the campaign, there's always the guys that pop out, and you know they're going to pop out, because they're just always...
Dude, this is not zero punctuation. Stop it.
I'm not commenting on zero punctuation.
Yes, you were. Saying, you were going to use the exact same one that you were talking about for amnesia.
No, I wasn't going to say boogie boogie boo. But anyway.
Yes, you were, man. Don't even try to lie.
I was not going to say boogie boogie boo.
Yes, you were, you dirty little bastard.
No, I was actually going to say is that you always know when there's going to be a battle when you play Halo, because you run around the corner and all of a sudden your game freezes up and all of your friends spawn right next to you and it says, checkpoint. And then you run around the corner and get raped by a big green guy with orange spice on his back.
You mean the hunters?
Yeah, whatever. At least it's not a jackal.
It's a jackal! Jackal! It's a jackal! Oh, shit. What the hell is this? Yeah. Oh, yeah, so movies. Yeah, dude, I was, so I told you how I have stars and everything.
You have stars? I think those are bigger than Earth.
No, I mean stars on my TV. But I have the movie channel, and there are these couple of these movies that I watched a couple nights ago that really should have more, like, you know, ratings and more views and shit than they actually do. Like, one of them is called Stan Helsing. Basically take the Van Helsing story about the monster killer, put it a guy who smokes weed in a movie shop who has to go and kill, like, Freddy Krueger and all that other stuff, but they're like really lame ripoffs.
I can't imagine why this movie doesn't have very many ratings.
Oh, dude, it only has 1.5 stars, but it's a fantastic movie. And the other one is Valley of the Dolls. Or, not Valley of the Dolls. Another good one. That was from the 70s. But Deep in the Valley. Basically, it's something that we would enjoy doing. These guys get...
Oh, no, dude. Deep in the Valley sounds like sexual innuendo.
Well, it is, because... Well, you'll understand why. But anyway, Deep in the Valley. These guys get a phone, like a picture booth type thing. But it's like an old porn booth. And they press the button to choose their flick from Diamond Jim, which is a major porn star director guy in this universe that they're in. And they get transported to a world where it's nothing but like the porn scenes from his movies.
So, I think that would be a great world to live in.
I know, right?
You just walk anywhere. You'd be walking down the street.
I mean, it's like sorority sisters and shit like that. He's like, dude, I know I've seen this movie. He's like, oh my god, I haven't been this wet in my life. And his friend's like, wait, what do you mean? He's like, pulls open the bush and goes, dude, just wait. And it shows like the sorority girl spraying a hose on herself. He goes, wow, I've never been this wet in my entire life. And I gotta go, see, I told you, this is all porn from Diamond Jet. Oh, that was fantastic, this movie. Oh, speaking of Red vs. Blue, have you watched the
season? Wait, when did we go back to Red vs. Blue?
Just now, because I said so. Have you watched the season 9 trailer?
No, I haven't. Maybe you should check out Rooster Teeth if you haven't, like me.
Maybe you should. But, you know, really, that it's basically, they're going to be using Halo Reach, and since Halo Reach is like a prequel to all the other Halo games, they're going to be doing it for the fact that they're going into the Freelancer program. So seeing how like text and stuff like that came into fruition, as long as also showing like,
oh, I thought you were saying the game was a prequel. I didn't realize you were saying Red vs. Blue was a prequel.
Yeah,
using Reach.
Yeah, they're using Reach for that, for like a prequel of everyone in the canyon. So like we'll see what.
I was kind of confused. I was like, how are you trying to say that Reach came before Halo 1, 2, and 3? And it's like the storyline doesn't match up at all if you play that way. This isn't Star Wars.
But the storyline of Halo Reach is before all the other Halo games. Because at the end of Reach, okay, spoiler alert, at the end of
Reach... I never finished Reach.
At the end of Reach, you can actually move the camera over.
Oh, wait, yeah, I did. Because you have that really dumb little scene. Another spoiler alert, where you're running around and, you know, you can kill as many freaking aliens as you want. But in the end, you're going to get hit in the face by an energy sword. And that's just the end of the game, and that's all you can do about it.
Yeah, but really the end of the game, though, is where they just, you can actually move the camera over, and it shows Master Chief being pulled into the pillar bottom. In the...
What are you doing? Go wow.
No, that'd be pulling out of the pillar bottom. Kind of like your mom on Sundays.
Or like your mom when the rent is due.
Well, knowing my mom, she wouldn't even pay rent. But that's kind of the point.
Let alone child support.
Exactly. Do you think it's going to rain today?
I don't know. It's kind of blue skies, white skies. Oh, I see a little bit of gray back there.
It was that way yesterday, too. It ended up raining hell then.
I don't think it rains very much in Cal. It just freezes a lot there.
Yeah, that's hell Minnesota. But,
I'll show you a Minnesota.
The Fanta? The Fanta. I thought you were talking about your penis.
I said a mini soda, not a mini stick.
So, have you figured out why the hell your brother dyed his hair red?
No, I think he just wanted to be Ronald McDonald for a few days.
For a few days? Dude, the dye does not last for a few days.
Who knows? I don't know, but he is going to Texas for a couple of days, or like a week or something like that. And whenever he's in the sun, he always ends up with freckles, so hopefully it comes back looking like a ginger, dude, without a soul.
Dude, the only way I'd go to Texas is if I went to Austin. Because that's where the Red vs. Blue guys are at. That's where the business is.
The only reason I would go to Texas would be to beat my mother.
And have her force you to pay child support. Or have her pay child support.
Yeah, God forbid she do that.
Yeah, I know, right?
Just to let everyone know, we are not brothers.
No, you're not. My mom's a fat cow, and his mom is a fat cow, too. It's just a coincidence.
Yeah, but my mom does crack, too, so... I mean.
And my mom has a big crack, so, yeah. Her ass has blown up to, like, the shape of a whale. That's what my dad told me when we
were... I don't think whales have asses.
No, it's just
they just have fins.
It's just a flat part of the fin.
I don't know, though. Whale fins do have a pretty large
surface area.
D-shape in them.
Your little surface area, correct?
Yeah. What do you do if you break your butt?
You go to the hospital and you get a body cast around your ass.
Yeah, but...
You break the tailbone and you can't really sit down for a while.
So, what you're telling me is that I need to go get myself put in the body cast because my ass is broken.
Oh, because it has a crack in it?
Yeah.
God, you're so retarded. Hey, look at that. We're already coming for like 10 minutes, I think.
Wow, only 10 minutes? Oh, that amazes me. Well, we've been sitting here randomly talking for the past 10 and a half minutes.
Yeah. I mean, hell, it's not really not that bad, since how Rooster Teeth is normally about an hour or so. They have a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. Like, they were talking about Rebecca Black yesterday.
I know that everybody's content, you know, talking about her right now, but I don't know who she is.
Rebecca Black, she's the girl that I showed you that video of Friday.
Oh, you
know,
okay.
You know, party in the back seat, party in the front. I don't know what seat to
She
take.
Was terrible.
I know. But she's the only reason she's famous is because people hate her, and they send people the link.
Wait. We're talking about Rebecca Black, not Justin Bieber.
But remember, he's not the most watched video on YouTube anymore. He's slowly diminishing.
Mom, trying to bit my finger.
It's finally coming back, yeah.
Ew!
Let's see, here's the thing. Probably the minute, you know, he just starts going deeper and deeper into the, just, you know, part where no one ever watches him on YouTube anymore.
Well, you know, even though he was the most watched video on YouTube there for a little while, his dislikes highly outnumbered his likes. And that was because everybody went to his video for Baby on his birthday and went on there and started disliking his video. And by the end of his birthday, he had like 680-some-odd thousand dislikes and only 300,000 dislikes. So, I mean, it was more than a 50% dislike ratio.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing, though. Rebecca Black has more views in 2 weeks than Justin Bieber has. Like,
that's horrible.
Yeah, dude, the first 2 weeks that, Friday came out, the thing jumped to 35 million views.
That's sort of like I just had sex.
I know. But in 2 weeks, it jumped to 35 million views. Can you believe that? The Fanta giving you gas?
Yeah.
maybe we should wrap this up around, 13 minutes, maybe? Given an odd, weird number, 13.
I think we need to, figure out what the people want. I mean, we don't even have any followers yet. We're just doing this to start getting followers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess this is going to end up going up on Facebook or something.
Oh, yeah, of course it'll be linked to Facebook, and also I'll be making, you know, like I said, the PayPal thing, so that way.
I think I will make a Twitter that you and I both have access to.
You're going to make it. We will finally have a Twitter.
We will finally have Twitter.
Well, it's only the year 2011, and we're finally going to have a Twitter, huh?
We will finally have a reason to tweet.
This is not the Bird of the Word or Rockin' Robin, so not going
to Well, and everybody's heard Bat Bird.
This is really not the time for that.
We're talking about it. It's always the time for the birds.
Alright, well, we probably should wrap up right now. Seems good for the first podcast, about 13 minutes.
Alrighty, well, anybody who's watching this after we link it to Facebook, my name is Justin.
And my name is William, and I will be setting up a donate page on the on our blog. Because right now we're just using a Rock Band mic and two dirty clothes hampers to hold it up.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to help us out, you know, get us some money for a mixer, make sure you get our name around, post us on your Facebook, get some friends, you know. They say that everyone is connected to everyone else by about 6 people, so...
And you can also find the blog and the podcast by going to my info page and scrolling down to the website. I'll also be posting it up on my status, basically in every single post. So, alright, see you guys later.
Hasta la vista.